Hi, everybody. Well, it's another Saturday night. And here we are, BBS radio program. And tonight we go to the light ship. And the date today, if you're wondering, is October... Uh-oh. I'm in 2014 here. Yeah, that's good. October 12th. And my clocks, my computer, when I hit on it, it just fast-forwarded really quick. And then I looked at it, it said 2014. So, well, maybe we're a year ahead in some places. Who knows? So here we go, everybody. Let's energize the light being on your monitor screen. So if you're on the BBS site, just scroll down a little ways here. And here we go. Going to bring up that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, that should be charged up for you. And we've had people who have emailed wondering that they would love to come to New York, but they can't get to New York to go to the expo, so they're wondering if they could put or have a picture of them put into the light chamber and how to do that. So it's very simple. All you have to do is send me an email and put your name, in the body of the email and give me your picture. We'll print the picture out and then just go in and do a donation on the website and just send me back the confirmation on that. And it's $100, and we'll put you in the light chamber continuously as long as we're there and it's turned on. So it'll be from Friday through Sunday. So let's have a show tonight. We'll go to the light ship maybe in about a half an hour. So let's just do, we had some people, I think, questioning or wondering about the magnetic twisted body from the show last night. So I'll bring Kathy on here, and she'll talk about that. So Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm out here. And we did want to get to a little business from yesterday, Friday, where on that program last night, Ron had taken the invisible body, number 54, just chosen randomly, and kind of untwisted it. It's an energetic body that could have been corrupted and affecting some parts of our body or other healings to be incorporated within. So some people have reported back on clsquestions at yahoo.com, our email address, that they really noticed and are just kind of surprised, basically, that just that one invisible body being untwisted was making such a difference in their energy level, in their ability to be healed, in their feeling alive and more connected with their own body and spirit. And really appreciated also that Ron took our spirit out and in, and that's a process he does that's included on that magnetic twisted body alignment clearing. He takes it out and in and brings it back in our body straight through our feet. So he had done that for us, which was quite a treat. And that also helped for people to feel so much better, not realizing that they had a corrupted body. So a question came up that maybe you could answer right now, Ron, and that is, should they go ahead, if they felt so much relief out of one random body being healed like that, should they go ahead and do the rest of the 107 bodies on the clearing that you have, magnetic twisted body alignment?
Yeah, it can help you if you have not had any clearings, because sometimes your body could be whacked out. So we could have somebody listening who was a newbie and they go, wow, that really helped me out a lot. Well, it'll help you out even more if you have clearings done. So what happens is when you have a clearing, your spirit can and will say only connect with the bodies that it can connect with or resonate to. So, seeing that a different way, if your body's turned sideways or upside down, your spirit is not going to connect to that energetic body. So, the healing may not work for you for that particular body. Now, one of those bodies will say could be your emotional body or your feeling body. We have anxiety and pain. So if that body is not aligned with your spirit, so your spirit can help you out, then very possibly the clearing that you are doing is not going to be 100% as far as a clearing. So what I would suggest doing is, you know, do a few of the clearings and then go in and, you know, do that particular one, and it'll be like having the clearing that you had in your past done all over again. And that's the way it works. So some people actually feel that clearing whatever they're doing out, and they go, wow, that really helped a lot. Well, that's because that body was not in alignment. And that's what happens to our body. So your spirit needs to connect to it. And that's why we put up that clearing. So if you have not had any clearings done, it may help you a little bit. I would personally just recommend doing some clearings, maybe at least a half a dozen of them. And then from there, you know, find out what your issues are. Do the emotional one first. Then you probably want to do your mental body. Those are the two big ones. And then from there, see if you have something going on like anxiety or fear or trauma or something. Do those bodies. Remember, you're not going to know where you are until you have your emotional one done. And then from there, you may want to do that clearing. Now, that clearing is also in I think the body rejuvenation bundle. So you probably want to get that because you get other clearings along with that rather than just paying for that one particular clearing. So that's what I would do. But you're going to find that the clearing is like having a brand new clearing all over again of what you've had in the past. And if you did maybe the emotional body clearing, let's say 5 years ago, and you have not done the magnetic twisted body clearing, then if you do it now, it'll be just like having it repeated all over again for you. So, do you have anything to add on that, Kathy?
I don't think so, Ron. That sounds good to me. I'm not sure, though, that we activated the light being on yet. And
I did, but we'll do it again.
You?
Here.
Oh,
here we go.
I must have been reading the fast chat.
Yeah, I know, it gets that way. One, we'll bring some more energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, and tonight we're on station 2, and calls are welcome either before or after we go to the Creation Lightship for healing. And the moderator in the fast chat will post the numbers for station 2 if you wish to call, either during those times. You can also submit some questions over the BBS Radio fast chat through their website, and if it's a little bit longer of a question, to the usual email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com, where some questions have been received, and we'll try to get to as many as we can tonight. Now that Ron has activated the light being and we all feel a lot of great peace energy, maybe I could get to some of those questions now, Ron.
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so we did the first one about the magnetic twisted body clearing. And now there's a question here from a listener who has done, she's done a lot of clearings and she's enjoyed them and felt a lot of relief and might be looking for a way to use the timeline crashes for ideas. She wants ideas on how to help with her extreme stress and anxiety over a situation that she feels out of control with. And it's a little bit scary probably to her, she says, but she's She's afraid that this feeling is going to get in the way of what she needs to do and that she'll be less able to function. She's really trying to hold it together. These circumstances have been almost overwhelming, but the healings have helped her a lot, the invisible body healings. Ron, she wants you to know that. However, she feels that she could be doing more. With the timeline crashing for just doing anxiety in general. But she's open to suggestions to expand her use of the timeline crash healing that she has to get to the maybe the root of her stress and extreme anxiety. So maybe we could talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah. Everybody has issues, and sometimes the issues are, you know, pretty rough, and you don't know what to do with it or how to do anything with a clearing, not knowing which one to have. You might think, well, should I get a whole lifetime clearing on something? I have a lot of anxiety. Well, if you do have a lot of anxiety, then, yeah, you'd probably want to do that, but you could also possibly try a timeline crash. Now, the timeline crashes are for one specific situation, okay? It's not going to go through your whole lifetime. So that's the difference on the two. So the timelines are to get you out of a situation that you're in right now that you're experiencing. So we could talk about, you know, finances. That seems to be a big one for a lot of people. So for finances, what would you actually do? Are you in fear of finances? So, you know, you may want to do timeline crashes for fear right now. Maybe you're actually okay with your finances, but the fear is running you amok. So first try the timeline crashes for fear. And if that doesn't take it away, then you know you want to probably go into maybe the whole lifetime fear energy. So see if you had fear before in your life on different things. If you did, then yeah, you know, you're running fear in your body. Now, if you never had that, you may want to look at maybe anxiety. You may want to look at some other type of situations and do timeline crashes on them. The timeline crash is a very good thing to have because you may be able to get out of a situation. And now the next question would be, well, you know, Ron, I paid for the timeline crashes. I did them for 1 week. I did 20 of them, and I don't feel any different. Well, that's because you didn't do enough of them. So if you do have a situation that's bothering you a lot, then do a couple hundred. Had people do a couple thousand of them. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, their life changes, okay? So you don't know how many you really need. Just kind of monitor yourself and see how your life is changing or how you're feeling about something. Remember, you could have anxiety. You could have fear. You could have even extreme anxiety over something. You could have uncertainty. So there's all different types of situations that you could be dealing with. And kind of look at it and see where you are. Ask your friends, you know, what do you think I'm dealing with here, you know? Maybe they can tell you by kind of like resonating with you because they may have the same situation as you. And they can say, oh, yeah, you know, maybe your fear is actually being homeless. And you just see it as fear of not having the money. Maybe it's something that goes a little bit sideways. So, you know, you want to, you know, definitely do that. And maybe fear of a situation or circumstance that you're dealing with. So that's kind of why I would look at timeline crashes. So it'll do, I'd say, at least 200 of them, if not more. Put some time into it. And, you know, you don't know which one is going to be affecting you. You're just getting rid of, you know, each timeline, one after another. And so what you want to do is to clean them out so that eventually they can't replicate you with that particular situation. That's what's happening. You're being replicated over and over and over again on timelines. And eventually when those timelines get released from you, as you're crashing them, then what's going to be on the other side of it? That energy is not going to be there. So you're going to be out of that situation. You could have a situation maybe of with money, we'll say, of being homeless or, you know, sleeping in your car. Or maybe you're looking at a lot of debt. Maybe you have a new car and, you know, You're tied up into the new car, and you got all these payments. And you know, what do? Choose your car, or do you choose where you want to live? You know, so just look at that. And you know, maybe you think you should have bought a van because you can sleep in your van instead of your car or something. You know, but from there, find out where your situation is, what you're dealing with, and ask your friends. And start timeline crashing. If you can't get a job, we'll say, something's not coming in money-wise, and you know, you're trying to get a job, well, do some timeline crashes on that, and also do the psychic billboard. So that's kind of what I would suggest. And I will open it up. We have a caller, but I will open it up to people on the fast chat. So if you can help out this person, if you've had it yourself with a situation that it may not even be about money, maybe something else, that all of a sudden, you know, is haunting you, and you finally did a few clearings, and you go, ah, that helped. Well, it would be very helpful, and I'd be very grateful for everybody if you could write down what you have experienced so that the people listening can get an idea of what else they can do. So I don't have all the answers, because some of you have found out other ways to do clearings, and maybe you started with the anxiety clearing first. Sometimes the clearing that you really need isn't even obvious to you. So, and we do have the self-empowerment one up. So we have a caller, so I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. You can greet the caller.
Yes. Oh, hi, caller. Thank you for holding. Do you have a question for Ron?
Hi, yes. Janice.
Hi, we hear you fine. Hi, Janice. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Hi, Ron. I have a question for you. Actually, I have a concern, and I just would like your input on it. It seems like lately, this is really hard to describe. I'll just describe the scenario of it. Lately, I've been I want to say losing time, but yet there's no actual time on the clock that I'm losing. Like a little scenario would be like I would walk over and I would do a couple dishes, and then I didn't want the pot on the stove to overheat, so I think to myself, well, I have to turn that down, I don't want it to burn. And then I'd walk back over to the stove, and I had already turned it off, and I had no memory of turning it off whatsoever. And I kind of freaked myself out of like, wow, I already turned this off, why am I worrying about this burning? That happened the other day. Today, I went to grab a piece of this concoction that I made with some oatmeal and apples and cranberries or whatever, and I put it in a dish that wasn't large enough. It was supposed to be like bars, but it turned more into cake. And I took a piece of it, and I was walking over to my computer, and I was thinking to myself, wow, this really did turn out like cake. And I sat down, and like the cake disappeared, you know. I must have ate it. I have no memory of eating it. And I was looking at something on the computer, and I'm like, wow, where's that piece of cake? I remember walking over and getting it, and, you know, I sat down, and I actually thought I had put it down. I was just looking everywhere for it going, well, where did that cake go? I don't remember eating that cake. So I'm a little bit concerned about the past history of, you know, of sliding through, ley lines and vortexes in the house. do you see anything happening, or is this just a clone being, you know, changed over, where I have no recognition of what the other clone is doing?
Well, boy. Well, first of all, we probably all jump to the conclusion that, yeah, you know, you got abducted and, you know, you came back and things, you ate and did different things that you have no clue about. Well, that could be one way of looking at it. Another way might be, what if a timeline got switched in and out? And maybe on that timeline line, maybe you didn't have that little dessert that you're eating, or you already turned off the stove, and you're just sharing timelines. So it is like an abduction, but it might be just slightly different. How does that feel for you, Janice?
Well, you know, I had thought about that already, Ron, because the last 2 days I've been feeling like waves of dizziness come through, and, you know, I haven't I didn't know why I was feeling dizzy, or, you know, I wouldn't be doing anything, and I would just get this wave of dizziness. And the first thing I thought of is, wow, you know, did I just, like, you know, roll through a timeline? You know, I mean, that was the first thing that I thought of, with the dizziness and
these other scenarios. Yeah, it might be the choppy timelines. You know, we're experiencing that, you know, where just things aren't working. One thing that I experienced was not understanding what was going on, but a few days ago, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 days ago, you know, Yahoo changed their emails. So I'm in there working on it, I think one night doing stuff on Yahoo and sending out emails and things, and get up the next day and it doesn't work. And I go, uh-oh, what did I do wrong, you know? So I try to call Yahoo, and naturally, they said they had long waits, so after about 45 minutes, I had to hang up. And then a friend of mine mentioned that you can go on a special site to see if that Yahoo service is up, and sure enough, it wasn't running, you know. So, but that's kind of what is kind of going on, I think, with everybody, is that the timelines are not connecting to each other. So, you know, you're walking along, and it's all of a sudden it's like a big hole, which you don't know about. You don't fall in the hole. You kind of glide over the top of it. And in that process, there's no record of what's happening, and they may lose that data. So now when they reconstruct you and bring you back again, and maybe the aliens are there when you weren't there, and you, they go, oh, we like that yummy. Oh, boy, we're going to get it. And all of a sudden you go to your... You walk across that void, you know, and you don't have it anymore. And then you think, what's wrong with me, you know? So that could be one thing here, you know. So, but, yeah, there is a lot of strange stuff going on now that may not be, you know, easy to talk about or to understand, because the timelines are just all over the place. Very, very choppy. It's kind of like being in a boat on the ocean where it's, you know, really rough waves, and you're up and down, and you may get shaken off, and then you got to swim back on again, and you may lose something. So that's what I would say we're probably all going through right now. For how long? It could be a long, long time. So that's about what I could kind of, you know, suggest to you.
Can I share something else?
How does that feel to you?
Well, it feels like it makes more sense, and it actually feels a lot better than, you know, the last time I came in when I was actually losing time. So, and there's really nothing we can do about it, right, other than just be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, just do some timeline crashes, and it may keep you off of the timelines. Remember, you're being brought onto the timeline. So the more you crash it, for maybe even inconsistencies or things, maybe, you know, you're out there trying to maybe get a job or to bring some money, and maybe you're a person that sits and does some communication work with people on the telephone or on the computer, and all of a sudden your job's kind of ran out. You go, wow, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm doing all this work trying to figure out what's happening. It worked fine last month. I made a good income or whatever. And this month, it's I don't understand it. Well, maybe those timelines are not connecting with you. And so, you know, with them not connecting, what does that mean? That just means that you're not in the flow, in a sense, of people on your timeline. So that's how you could look at it. And I would suggest just timeline crashes. There's another situation that could be happening, too. You know, maybe there's somebody out there who's your competition of whatever you're doing. And, you know, this is another way of looking at it. And maybe they're doing a spell or, you know, curse on you because they want to get your money from you. So that always is an underlying situation for everybody. So you might want to kind of look at that and just see, you know, what could be happening in that scenario. But the main thing is I would probably do the timeline crashes and just see what happens with that. Do we have any other suggestions on the fast chat
Yes.
Cassidy, or do you have any other suggestions, Janice?
Well, I do want to tell Janice I can really relate to what she's saying and kind of do feel like you're losing your mind. And some people in the fast chat seem to also relate to this as well. So read the comments in the fast chat, Janice. There's quite a lot of people addressing this with suggestions for you.
Okay, I'll do that.
So thank you for sharing. Thanks so much for sharing.
Okay, I was just wondering if I could just share one other thing. You know, Ron had said that we use the clearings for different things. I've been wanting to share this one for a while. I was listening to an archive and somebody was talking about and how the numbers keep repeating over and over again and the double numbers or the, you know, the tri numbers. And
yes.
That, you know, they use the natal barcode for that. Well, the last time that I bought the alien attack page, I used my intuition and I went down every single race and I found one of the races, I guess it was maybe just directed at me, but I found a race that was using the numbers to connect with us, to attack us. And that was another way that I put in the numbers was through that race. And that I wanted to just share this with you because it was so unbelievable. I don't even know how to describe it on how you can feel the effects of your clearings, Ron, how some you hardly feel at all, and then some kind of like, you know, blow you away or, you know, you're down on your back for half an hour, an hour while it's running. This one was so heavy that when the numbers were being released off of me, it's been quite a few weeks ago already because I can't really pull it all up on what I experienced or felt, but I just wanted to share that. You know, if people would use their intuition and find out which alien races are using the numbers. And, you mm-hmm. know, I felt them coming up heart. I felt them coming up my lungs. I was coughing up stuff for a couple hours. I think I was over the sink, you know, upchucking. And, I mean, it was so heavily strong on me. It was unbelievable. And I just been wanting to share that with you for a while because that's another way of getting the stuff released, you know, and another way of using the your pages for something different. So
yeah, that's very good.
Okay.
Since you've been with us for maybe a couple of years now, I think, and you've done a few of the clearings, maybe quite a few, what clearing do you think, if there would be one that you would say was one that helped you out the most, not that it's going to help everybody else out, but which one seemed to be the most significant to put your life into more balance?
To put my life into more balance, that's really hard to say which one because they've all been a piece of the, you know, the pie, you know. But I want to say I was really, really, really surprised when I finally, this summer, I did the natal barcode. And, you know, I've been hearing you talk about it for all this time. And I finally gave myself that as a birthday present, and I was amazed, too, on how much that affected me and freed me, was freeing, you know, I was going back to, you know, nicknames as a child and, you know, lots of different nicknames. You know, I had the last name of Chip, C-H-I-P-P, so you can just imagine on all the different names I was called as a kid, you know, with that name. I mean, that one was... One was huge for me, Ron, what I think was the natal barcode. But for right now, being right in the now and trying to go back, you know, to the very beginning of being on board with you, I just know that I was, you know, one of those do-gooders, you know, who thought that they were doing good in the light of the dark. And I think just hearing your voice for the first time resonated something in me that, you know, I just knew that either I heard these words before or, you know, that the truth of just so heavily in my heart that it's really hard to say on exactly which one, but the most recent one that I did was the natal barcode. And, the alien attack page is always huge for and using different aliens that you... You know, using your intuition on picking the the aliens and not just going with the couple that you think that are, because this one that I just recently cleared, I never would have put down in a million years. You know, it has three names to it, and I don't want to bring up the names, but that it was so heavy. Like I said, I was very, 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 very sick from that. So I could keep going. I mean, you know, the Nano one was huge. You know, the ones that I felt the most effects from, I think, are the ones that, you go through that process of releasing, and then you feel so much better afterwards. So, okay, well, I hope that answered your question.
Okay, that's great.
Janice, I really appreciate your answer. I agree with what you said, too. There's so many potential with the natal barcode clearing. And you have a lot of supportive comments in the fast chat. So I'll let you go, and because we're going to go to the Creation Light Chip in a few minutes. So thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
And the supportive comments not only for Janice, Ron, but for the listener who wrote in about how to use timeline crashing for her extreme anxiety and stress. She got a couple of suggestions here. One is to timeline crash feeling helpless. And then another one was to relieve the extreme stress with the death barcode. The death barcode clearing has an emotional stress removal clearing included with it. So maybe she could try that. And also to use the clearings that she has and write down things in the incident box and have those cleared overnight. Just keep those going, too. The whole life clearings. Okay, so the moderator is reminding us, Ron, that people can start to think about the one healing that they would like to ask the light beings to work on for them. One issue, one part of the body to focus on for healing. And when we go to the Creation Light Ship, we're treated to live healings with Ron as our ambassador, and he guides us through various healing areas where various light beings tend to our physical well-being. Once we're on the Creation Light Ship, we can request that one physical healing or even write it on a piece of paper and put it on our particular body part. The healings will only work on the live show tonight, October 12, 2013. However, if you're listening to this as an archive, you may feel some incredible peace as well as learn about the amazing healers on the Creation Light Ship. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, for anything else you'd like to add before we go.
Okay, so yeah, this only works live for people listening. And you can bring up your animal pets, flower, trees, garden, plants. And we're getting ready to go. So remember, you're going to be out of time completely. You're still not going to disappear. So a lot of you would like to say, I don't want to come back. So take me all the way. But unfortunately, we're here. So here we go. I'm going to go up. I'll count to five just to do that, to command the energy, and you can actually feel your body shifting a little bit as you become more at peace and in peace. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now on the light ship. And I'm going to go into a room that I haven't been in before, at least not recently for a long time. And we're going to go into a room where they have dogs. So if you're a dog lover, we're in the dog room. And dogs are going to be, you know how dogs kind of can start, you know, you hear dogs when you hear a siren and they start making all that the noise, you know, and howling. Well, they're going to be doing this for a healing for you. So it won't be like it's very negative or bad sounding. They're going to be harmonizing and they're going to be singing. So here we are. We're in the dog room. And they're starting to do their healing work on us here, and you must request your healing, and they will do what they can to help you out. And there's some little puppies coming around to put the little paws on you, so you might feel, you know, little paws on your body. You're actually laying down on your back right now as this is happening. and just kind of enjoy this here. Well, we'll take about six more requests here, you know, from people. So we have one here, which is the Golden Whale Room. So we're going to where the Golden Whales are. And normally there's three of each of these light beings when we go into these rooms. So this is the Golden Whales coming. Here they come. And I'll use the word stronger to increase their energy force here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And another room we're going to go into is a room with the turtles. And again, there's three turtles. And if you want land turtles, we can bring up tortoises. Normally, we go into the water with the turtles, but it's your choice here. So here we go. We're going to be with the turtles and, again, request your healing. A lot of times we can hop on their backs and move around. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And another room we're going into is a room that has the polar bears. And they'll do some healings with us. So here we go. Stronger. Request your one healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And going into another location, this is where we have the floating magnets. And here's the floating magnets coming our way. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And just think of a location on your body where you'd like to have this energy. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the different color rooms here. So we'll have the crystal room, so the amber type of crystals. We'll go into amethyst. We'll go into white light. So here we go. Decide which one you want to experience, but you're in all of them at one time here. Some people like to focus on one room only. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the centrifuge room, where they can help to release addictions and different things. So, again, here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And going into another room here, we'll go into the room where they have the Star Bethlehem. So here we go. So here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And two other rooms, we have a request for a deer and and also bumblebees. And here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll go back into the room with the dogs here. And you may be able to actually feel your body vibrating as they're singing to us, harmonizing. And we'll bring some more of that energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess we'll come back here. So here, what we could do, I'll do a sample of the pins that people have inside of their bodies. We've been doing this a lot on the 8-hour calls. So if you're interested maybe in coming on the call tomorrow, if you haven't been on the calls, we'll probably be doing some more of the pins. So here we go. These are energetic pins. Could be physical pins on other timelines where you're living. But here, since you don't see them physically in you, we'll just call them energetic. Here we go. So releasing pins out of your feet. One, two. They could look like pins, like your pin cushion. They could look like large nails, you know, four inches in length. Never know. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Just see how your feet are feeling, everybody. And I'm going to get up and walk around. And we're going to come back from the light ship. So I'll count to five. I'll just count to five. Some people think if I count from five to one backwards, it's some type of other scenario going on with New Age stuff. So I'll just count to five, and you're going to feel yourself coming back here. Remember, you're not out of your body, because your body is there too. So I need to specify that and restate that for people if I didn't do that. So you're bi-located. So you're there and you're here at the same time. So we're going to disconnect the special, we'll say, conduit to go to the light ship. You're going to be coming back here with your physical body, spirit, and everything else that you brought up there except for your energetic bodies. So your energetic bodies stay here. That's why the healings don't always work the way you would hope or like them to, because the bodies that became contaminated with judgment are still here. The light never created these bodies for you. That's the your spirit did to keep you from being, exterminated instantly by people's thoughts, by thinking bad thoughts or even positive thoughts about you. So here we go. Coming back. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're here now. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. It was enjoyable feeling the puppies on our puppy paws everywhere. And also especially getting the pins removed again. And the entire trip to the Creation Light Ship is always such a wonderful experience, because the light beings are releasing from our DNA blocked energy, and they're clearing out all kinds of densities, more than what Ron can say or describe on this tonight sample. It's a sample of the physical healing intensives that he conducts on the weekends. He provides over 40 hours of these intensive teleconferences on Sundays and for 4 hours on the first Saturday, just to help us get these stored blockages out, because we're full of judgment, and it's stored in us. And as you heard from previous people who wrote and called, there's more and more than we are aware of. And we keep finding things to clear. But the light beings can help us with our energetic body, parasitic energies. And it's all divine source energy. So it's very healing, and our bodies are receptive to it. And a lot of people feel quite alive and alert on the days of the intensives on Sundays when they're registered and participate. Tomorrow, the intensives resume at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And I always like to remind people to have some water on hand, several glasses of it, and to call in a little bit earlier than you think, because Ron starts right away with the water charging for us to enjoy during the day. So it's very nice. And he's also going to, as you heard him say, remove some more pins. So now back to the fast chat. Ron, I read earlier in the fast chat that someone was interested. They enjoyed the pin removal and was wondering if that's somehow they can do it online as well.
Boy, I don't have that clearing up online.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the special clearing may work for that, but I don't know. It, you know, it's designed for physical conditions. So I don't have that pin clearing online at all. I just did that spur of the moment on one of the calls, a little while back, and we've been doing it now because it's helped people so much. But I do it on the intensive, so you'd want to get on the intensive to experience that. And the last one, last Sunday, I think we did that for, I believe probably maybe 7 hours, taking out pins. And it's like an energetic, implant also, which the pins could be. You could go on the Alien Attack page and work with implants. That may be kind of similar. You might want to try that. That could maybe give you some relief for pins, but it's not the same type of clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, it really was a noticeable difference, those pins being removed. So I can see why they would ask. And also, they're thanking you for the favor of doing that for us during the intensives and tonight. Okay, next question on clsquestions@yahoo.com that came in last week after last Saturday's call, where we discussed the ascension process, the ascension of light, and we talked about how we have to clear out the density so we can take our bodies with us, and why that would be important to ascend, and what the ascension is going to be like. And you talked about how the earth is going to be, the light will be turned off and everything will just go dark. Okay, so this person's following up about that topic and wants to know, since our spirit has missed so many ascensions in the past, will it know if it's ascended this time or not? Will our spirit know? Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I don't think your spirit is really going to know about ascension. And I don't even know if your spirit would know about ascension on the planets of light, because there it has free choice to leave its life form whenever it chooses to. So here I don't think your spirit would know much. And probably in its distance, using the term memory, which is not the right word to use, but it probably knows that it does happen. But it hasn't happened for, it's stuck here. Let's put it that way, because the body goes to a different location. The spirit has to go with the body. So I would assume, using that word, which isn't always the right word to use, but the assumption would be that your spirit has not ascended for probably, 50 to 100,000 years, so it probably has given up on it, because the bodies are choosing, in a sense, not to do that because of the mindset that's here, unfortunately. So I just got an email from somebody, and they did suggest that, you could probably do on the timeline crashes, There's a section called Pins and Needles, Poison Injection, I believe. And I'm not sure where that is, but you might look at that situation. And that may help you out also on the timeline crashes. But on the other calls that we do, we were taking out the alien critters that are causing that, along with everything else that's associated with the pins, which is, you know, the poisons and waste products. And remember, these could also be conscious beings. We're just calling them pins. So, you know, back to you, Kathy. Spirit barcode removal could be, you know, also in there. That could help you out. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Okay, another question from CLS Questions. This person has another timeline crash question. Can we crash a timeline event or a dream if it was a few years ago and we're no longer experiencing that particular emotion?
Yeah, it's probably still going to be with you. So maybe you don't know what it's tied to. Like we talked about earlier today, maybe not having any money coming in or something like that, or feeling in lack, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm not saying that as a feeling, you know, you may be in that situation. And so, you know, you have to look at it and figure, you know, what could be going sideways on this here? You know, I know what my situation is, but it could also be going sideways. So even though you may not be having a situation that's happened to you, say, 5 years ago or something, it might be good to crash it because you're thinking about it. Now, thinking about it can bring in that timeline, so you still have it with you, okay? So the fact that you can think about something that happened in the past, thinking that it's not or believing that it's not affecting you, the fact that you're thinking about it means that it's in your field still. So I would, you know, crash that. Back to you, Kathy.
Next question. Person had a dream 3 years ago. In the dream, some beings were chasing this person. And they woke up in intense fear. Wanted to know if you could identify or give some idea of what or who these beings are. Hasn't seen them since.
Okay. In fact, this will work for everybody, okay? So, we'll go over a little bit on the program here because it feels like we're into some stuff here, maybe 5 minutes or something. So let's look at the situation let's see here. I'm going to release from people alien life forms that you have dealt with, that you know nothing about, that's affecting your life right now. So I got to try to see how to do this one. Give me about 15 seconds here because it could be really, really, really intense. For myself, so I gotta get a little more horsepower with it, get some more spirit energy. So here we go. So one, and coming on board here. One, two, three. Getting rid of these alien races here that's affecting you. Four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Here we go. That's getting released here, so I'll just see how you're doing. And you may have some energies being released from you. I know I have some people that have severe situations happening, and hopefully this is going to get rid of the ones that are more in their field. So, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, wow. Did that feel strong to you, Ron? Because I felt it go through my head. Wow. Let's see what the listeners say. If anyone has anything to say about that, I'll be watching the fast chat. One person wrote, wondering, they were just about to ask you before you offered this. They're thanking you for this. You were clearing out alien life forms. I mean, alien beings, right?
Yes, that is correct. Alien beings that might be with you right now, or ones that have been with you maybe in the past. So I'm going to work now, right now, on alien timelines. So doing a similar thing. So here we go. And these are the alien timelines that you are being abducted onto. Remember, a lot of people, we all get, in a sense, abducted to them, but some people are in deep doo-doo on these here. So this is what I'm looking at now, is the ones that are really like sacrificial lambs. So here we go. One, releasing these energies. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And we'll probably be doing this similar thing on the intensive tomorrow, I think, working with this energy also here. So I'm trying to clear away these timelines that are here. It's kind of like being thrown into, you know, a soup. And initially, you know, in the soup, maybe you were having a life preserver on and you're out of the water and you're looking around. And you go, oh, yeah, I'm in this, but, you know, so what? And now more recently with the timelines going every which way, now you're finding that the life preserver that you had somehow got a hole in it, okay? And now you're sinking. And you don't know what to do because the timelines are all over the place. And, you know, you just don't know what to do. So here we go. I want to do that clearing again here and bring in some more energy to give you some space. And the light chip will go after these energies right now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll also go after the aliens that are out there that probably sold your body, connected to you. So we'll zero in on the more recent Galactic Federation stuff here, these aliens out there that are selling us off to other races that may not even be in the Federation. So here we go. One, see if you feel any energies leave your body as they disconnect from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this clearing will only work what I just got through doing the last 10 minutes, only worked tonight on this program. You'll feel peace energy come to you, but this is to help people out who maybe have felt stuck. Maybe some people out there maybe who are having a situation, you know, like we talked about financing and things like this here, or maybe your body doesn't want to get well, or you feel just always miserable, full of anxiety or something, you know, it's because those timelines have you. So hopefully this will help out everybody. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Wow, I think it's going to help me, that's for sure. And comments are, yes, this is helping. This is one from the heart. Major house cleaning being done. one fell swoop, get them out of here. Wow, that is really great. Oh, boy. So I'll be checking for some more reactions. That was a big clearing. Some say they also felt the release from the neck and the head like I did. And my face is still very flushed. Wow, that was very good.
Now, the unfortunate thing is that when I talk about this being abducted and going on timelines, not everybody really gets it. They don't think it's happening to them unless they really feel something going on, you know. Well, that's not the case. It happens to everybody. The ones that are a little more awake who can see will see this, but most people are numbed out, you know, and they don't know. Or maybe they're even the clones, which is about 90% of the population here. So the clones probably are not too affected by this here. I'm mainly dealing with the actual real humans here. But as the clones become more conscious, they're going to understand that this could happen to them too. So I'm sure they're not going to like that. So I guess we should probably end our program. We're a little bit over here. So we'll bring in peace energy for everybody. And tomorrow is our 8-hour intensive, getting rid of these alien parasitic life forms out of our bodies here. These are what these unwanted universal travelers gave us. And unfortunately, we have them. So here we go. We're going to bring in some peace energy and sign off. So thank you, Kathy. Do the mind to heart drop. So this you want to do yourself, do it all the time. Maybe, you know, at least three times a day, maybe more often. You want to command your spirit out loud to take your thoughts in your head, drop into your heart. If you do it without doing that, then you're going to be in the darkness of mind energy. And the mind energy is alien. So you don't want to do that. You want to get into source. Source that created you, which is your spirit. Spirit energy. The light, true light. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Just stay peaceful. And you're in your heart center now. We'll leave the light being energized until, say, midnight, your time, whatever time that would be. So you can have some peace energy. And we'll have our conference call tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Kathy. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.